Good Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
En ek gaan nou weer vir sê, elke keer as Renier sê die Good Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika, dan moet ek het nou vandag reg help, want my partner in crime, die Maverick tot my Goose, is plat in die bed. Die man het verkoue, die griep het vir hom getref. So ek is solo vandag, but I have to say, Ruben, my co-host, might be sick today, and I think he is at this stage crying and feeling so, so sorry for himself, because in the studio, I have most probably the most famous group of people at this stage in the entire country. Welcome, Mzansi Youth Choir! Oh my word, like I cannot tell you what an absolute honor and privilege this is. When we got the call on Friday, because you guys are a hot property right now. It's like seriously, you need to like dive someone out the way to get this interview. So when we got the call on Friday, we were like, yes, great, this is exactly what we're going to do. So welcome, and this is not only one or two of you guys because we wanted the interview. We have got the entire choir here, and I love the fact when I asked, okay, listen, who will be talking? They were like, the girls. So boys, what is it? What are you ashamed of your speaking voices? What is it? Why are the girls always the ones that have to talk? So we'll be chatting to Zoe, KB, and Kiniwe. Welcome, girls.
Thank you.
Listen, so are you still flying high?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
We are still over the moon about the whole experience, and say we are celebrities, so we're just getting used to that life now.
Yeah, I told you, like, you are absolutely celebrities right now. Because, again, hot property. But so you guys are celebrities, and for whoever was living under a rock for the last week, of course, this thing just randomly came up on my Facebook. It was like, this is going to make you cry. Proudly Mzansi, proudly South African. Okay, then you got me. Then that's like clickbait for me. I just want to cry and be proudly South African. Open this video, and here we go. America's Got Talent, and boom. Here you guys walk onto the stage and you just blow everybody away. But before we get to the America's Got Talent story, as you're standing here right in front of me today, Mzansi Youth Choir, this is not a new thing. You guys have been around for quite a few years, but there's a very special backstory on how this choir started. What is the origin story of the Mzansi Youth Choir?
So our founders, Yanni and Marina Zaiman, were carjacked 20 years ago, and it was a sad story, but to their surprise it was young people, so they took that and they wanted to change the lives of young South Africans, especially from our community, because you know they were going through something, I don't know, and they took that with the love of choral music, put that together, and formed a choir. And today we're 20 years old. We're going to be 20 years old July. Yeah.
Oh, that's insane. So just talk to me a little bit about the age groups within the choir. How does that work? Like, what's the youngest? What's the oldest? Because it's the youth choir.
Yeah. So our youngest is 14, and
oh, wow.
Our oldest is 24. So our age range is from 14 to 24 years old. Yeah,
that's amazing. So, and obviously you guys are very, very talented, so not just anybody can get into this choir. But what exactly is the process? I always think if I see like a choir like you guys, what is it? Is there a poster? Is it an open casting call? How exactly do you become part of the Mzansi Youth Choir?
So that's actually how we market. We usually have posts and also on our social media.
Oh, see, so I wasn't that far off.
Yeah. Yes, and then anybody who wants to join the choir, they just contact the musical director or the manager's numbers on the poster, and then you just come on the day of the audition. If they take you, they take you. If not, they're just going to encourage you to do more and come back.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you something. I always wonder, like, if I cannot sing to save my life, let's say that. That's why I do radio. So when I was like in school, you always had to sing Amazing Grace when you go for an audition. Okay? What did you sing with your audition for Mzansi Youth Choir?
We sing Mama Rebecca's song, which is Moya Wami.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the keyboard. So it keeps on modulating until you get up there. So if you reach there, I think you're perfect.
Oh, okay, there we go. Well, clearly you made it. Absolutely. So let us go to the reason why you guys are here. Because also, it's not like you were just some, let's kick you out behind every bush choir before AGT happened. Like, you guys had a big name and you did some big performances as well. Yeah. This obviously is just a world stage. Mm. How on earth does a choir from South Africa, from Soweto, get to America's Got Talent?
So we performed for an American group. They were tourists. And that's when the interest spark, and when we got that opportunity, we grabbed it by both hands. And because we've never had a tour in America, so it was like, okay, it's going to be a tour and we're going to the world's biggest stage. So that's how we got there.
Oh my word. And then let's say, okay, you walk onto this stage. So there's a hell of a lot of people in that auditorium as well. Yeah. So, and in the first place, I would wet myself if I had to walk out in the first place with that amount of people. And then you've got Simon Cowell sitting there. He's like the star maker of all star makers. And then you let loose. Tell me about the feeling. What went through your head when you set foot on that stage and you stood there even before you sang a single note?
So before we got onto the stage, we had an interview with Terry Crews, the host. And I guess at that time, at that moment, the nerves were gone. And then he was like, get on the stage. We got on the stage, we're excited, the people are cheering. And we were just like, oh my gosh, what's happening? This is huge. And then they started asking the questions, and then boom, we're performing. And then during the performance, it's intense, the emotions and everything. And then afterwards, we were nervous because now we're waiting for the verdict. What are the judges going to say? What are we going to get? So yeah, but it was just mixed emotions throughout the performance. Yeah.
Oh, I can just imagine. And then, of course, those golden buzzers came one after the other. And then, like, I always cry when I watch a video of someone getting a golden buzzer, and then the stuff's falling and the people are crying, and then, of course, you've got, like, Coldplay's Fix You playing on the video. That obviously doesn't happen in real life. But, like, when the golden buzzers went off, and it wasn't only, like, okay, one golden buzzer. This was, like, that entire auditorium, all the judges deciding, you guys, a choir from the southernmost point of Africa. Boom, golden buzzer. What did that mean to you?
That meant a lot because it's the first ever audience golden buzzer. So we made history. That was epic for us.
Like, yes.
We made history. So that was very exciting. We were thrilled. It was like the stage was, it was hot in there when we got the golden buzzer, but man, it was so emotional. And yeah, we were just so excited. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So I cannot have you here and not hear what all the fuss was about, okay? So you guys also decided to sing a very special song for your AGT audition. Why the Nightbird song?
So we sang It's Okay by Nightbird because when she performed it in season 16, we saw it and we were touched and inspired by the story. And we thought, you know what? We want to spread the message as well. We want to continue spreading the message that she was spreading. And then we arranged it, rehearsed it, and performed it. And she responded just before she passed away. She appreciated the tribute, and sadly, she passed away in February. And then AGT came. We're like, that's the perfect song. Because that stage is capable of spreading the message that she was spreading, and we want to spread the message of hope and healing, and that you can't wait until life is okay to be happy, you know, so you can just be happy through all your trials and tribulations. So that's why we chose that song.
That is incredible. So I'm gonna cry. I know I'm gonna cry. So this is a very, very special song because this is what put them on the world stage, and that tribute of It's Okay.
I drove to California in the summertime. I changed my mind thinking that it will change my mind. I thought that all my problems, they will stay behind. I was a stick of dynamite and it was just a matter of time.
100 pages and I burned them all. Yeah, I burned them all. I drove through yellow lights and didn't stop at all. I didn't stop at all. All day, all night, now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied.
How am I supposed to function after that? Terug saam met Mzansi Youth Choir net hierna.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
En ek moet vir jou sê, dit is 'n partytjie in hierdie ateljee vanoggend.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Because with me in studio, I have got not one, not two, not three of them, but the entire Mzansi Youth Choir. And I have to ask you guys, I wish literally there was like a webcam, people could see what was happening. Because while Sunset Sweatshop was playing, you were jiving and you were feeling it. And I told you off air as well, I've got so much respect for you because obviously you're in high demand. You've been doing interview on interview. You've been in our building since very early this morning, and you still got smiles on your faces. Like, how what on earth keeps you going?
I think it's the Mzansi way.
The Mzansi way. Tell me a little bit. So what is the Mzansi way?
So we are a family. We are a group of young people that we are brothers and sisters. We have our three fathers and our mother Marina, and they always spread the spirit of love, caring for each other, the spirit of respecting each other as well, keeping a smile on your face no matter what you go through. And we learned that from our rehearsals as well, that whatever that you go through at home or whatever, we go through so many different things, but you'll never see it in our rehearsal space because we have that spirit amongst ourselves.
And it's your safe space.
Yeah, it's our safe space.
I think that's what's really amazing for me is that this choir has created a safe space, and everything comes from the original idea of where the Mzansi Youth Choir was born. Mm-hmm. Now, you are a bunch of very friendly and very hyped up young people, and I absolutely love it. And you look so professional when you perform, and we're going to hear you perform again a little bit later. But and then I always wonder, like, let's say you are traveling or you need to do vocal warm-ups. I heard a little bit while you were warming up for TV. When you have to do vocal warm-ups, is there a specific song or something like that that you use to get yourself hyped?
I think Sibusiso can answer.
Yeah. Sibusiso, come here. Step closer to the mic. Come. Let the men get a chance. Yes, Sibusiso, tell me.
We do have our vocal warm-up songs.
Yes.
So we always do warm-ups before we record or before we have to perform or even before rehearsal. So all the time before we sing, we have to do warm-ups because they say it's good for the vocals.
And what's your favorite warm-up song?
Let me think. There's a song called Gireki Sita. We just love to do warm-ups with it. Can you just run it once?
Yes, please. Yes. Let's hear it.
Gireki
Sita, daimani abusoka.
Alto.
Gireki Sita, daimani abusoka. Gireki Sita, daimani abusoka. Gireki Sita, daimani abusoka.
I just want to know, like, is there any way that you can get, like, the vocal warm-up edition, like, buy it on a streaming service? Because I would pay for your vocal warm-ups. Oh, my word, that is insane. So now I've got the bunch of you here, so I've got to ask a couple of, you know, very serious questions. Okay, so who is always late? Ntlatla, defend yourself. Why are you always late?
Oh, I just get delayed.
What delays you?
Everybody else is just simply early. You know?
But remember, a queen is never late. Yeah. Everybody else is simply early. Like, that is what it is. Who forgets things the most?
Happiness.
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 So, defend yourself. I feel like I'm in a courtroom. Defend yourself. Is this true? What do you forget?
I don't know why. I've got a lot of things on my mind, so I forget everything. So that's why.
And now I've got to ask you guys, I love the fact when I got the songs that you were going to sing today, that you're going to perform today, one of my favorite songs is one of the tracks that they sent through, and I cannot wait to hear you perform this. But to that end, I want to ask you, and everybody can answer, like honestly, come to the mic. I want to know, what has Mzansi Youth Choir meant to you in your life?
You know, I've always waited for that moment in my life where all my problems could disappear, or that time in my life where I can be happy again. So Mzansi Youth Choir came through and it immediately changed my mindset, and I stopped. Instead, I started to live by Nightbird's words that you cannot wait until you need to be happy. You cannot wait until it's okay for you to be happy again. So Mzansi Youth Choir made that decision for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Anyone else? Girls?
I think the choir has really done a lot for me. Personally, I went through some things. I used to be a bad girl. But once I joined the choir, I feel like I recognize myself more, that there's more to me. So the choir has really done a lot. It changed who I am. So, yeah.
Well, from our side, I would just like to say thank you guys for inspiring a nation, because I think you came along, well, especially with regards to America's Got Talent and something that went viral at a hurtful time in our country, at a dark time, literally and figuratively. But we all need a little bit of hope, and we all need a little bit of inspiration. And thank you not only through this, but for the story that you've told through the choir and through your music. Mzansi Youth Choir, I salute you, I applaud you, and you truly make me want to be a better South African. So thank you so much for that. And here they are. As jy hoop nodig het vandag in hierdie donker wêreld, weet, daar is 'n hoër hand oor jou. Daar is 'n hoër hand wat mense gebruik, soos hierdie jong mense wat hier voor my staan in hierdie ateljee vandag. And then you remember the words of Rachel Platten as sung by the Mzansi Youth Choir.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make your heart open. Chasing sleep, everybody's worried about me. In too deep, said I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain, I will scream them loud.
in me.
If that does not make you believe, Mzansi Youth Choir op die Groot Breakfast.
Groot FM 90.5. Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.